With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have left Alaska after an extremely productive summit Friday aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin described the talks as a constructive atmosphere of mutual respect. President Trump then described the summit in his own words.
We had an extremely productive meeting, and many points were agreed to. There are just a very few that are left. Some are not that significant. One is probably the most significant, but we have a very good chance of getting there. We didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there. I would like to thank President Putin and his entire team.
The president plans to call Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and NATO leaders to discuss the content of Friday's meeting. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis explains what happens next.
The fact that the president said he was immediately going to get on Air Force One and call NATO, call European leaders, and of course call Zelensky means that he has some very specific things he's going to present to them.
McGinnis is a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel and a military affairs analyst for the Salem Radio Network. The Trump administration has reversed course and agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department after a court hearing. Attorney General Pam Bondi in a new memo is directing the district's police to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement, regardless of any city law. California is stepping into a national redistricting battle after President Trump urged Texas Republicans to redraw maps to maintain their U.S. House majority. California lawmakers returning to the Capitol Monday to take up the partisan plan. Aaron has strengthened it to a hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, bringing heavy rains that could cause flooding and landslides. The National Hurricane Center reports the storm is several hundred miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. This is SRN News. It's a victory for the state of Arkansas in court. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a new law banning sex change operations on children is constitutional and can remain in effect.
Writing for the majority, Circuit Judge Dwayne Benton said, quote, "The act does not discriminate on the basis of sex and regulates a class of procedures, not people. The act is rationally related to the state's legitimate interest in protecting the well-being of minors."
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. After decades of tensions between Muslims and Christians in Cyprus, a private group is seeking to build bridges. Greek and Turkic Cypriots have teamed up to restore grave markers at 15 civilian cemeteries on each side of the so-called Green Line, which cuts the Mediterranean island in half. Shattered granite crosses are strewn about the weed-choked Greek Cypriot cemeteries on the Muslim side, while Muslim graves suffer the same fate in the Greek Cypriot south. This is SRN News. A special memorial tree in France has been destroyed.
The authorities vowed to track down and prosecute unknown attackers who chopped down an olive tree planted in homage to a French Jew murdered in 2006. The commemorative tree for Ilan Halimi, planted 14 years ago in a Paris suburb, was attacked Wednesday night, seemingly with a chainsaw. The local town posted a photo on its Facebook page showing the tree's leafy, bushy top, completely severed from its base. Halimi was found naked, handcuffed and covered with burn marks near railroad tracks in the Essonne region, south of Paris, on February 13, 2006. He died on the way to the hospital after being held captive and tortured. French Prime Minister Françoise Bayrou, in a post on X, said, "The olive tree was felled by anti-Semitic hatred." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say flash floods triggered by torrential rains have killed nearly 300 people in India and Pakistan, leaving scores of others missing. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.